Well, hello everyone. It's Trash here. We're running the Cowboys radio show. And with me I've got Towner. G'day, Towner.
Trash, how are you, mate? Listeners, how are you?
I'm good. Now, we are going to struggle today because yes. It is the decider.
It is too. And we've got a fair crowd.
There's a big crowd here. Totally engrossed in the first, how many minutes have gone? Two minutes, 20 seconds.
Yeah, and they're about 2 foot away from us.
That's right. So if there's background noise, you know what it's going to be. It's going to be the boys all getting just that little bit excited. More Maroon fans here than Blues. I think James is the only Blues fan.
No, there's a few in there. A few, I think.
Well, Matty Ray's a Blues fan, but he's not here.
Yeah, he shot through. He left home. He's gone. See you later.
And I was musing. I was looking at the build-up for the game, and the AFL footy had the experts all sitting around, standing around the desk thing.
Yes.
And it's got written across State of Origin, the decider. The decider.
There's one. So
what would it be called if one of the teams had already won two games? The dead rubber? The who cares?
There wouldn't be a sign.
There wouldn't be a sign.
No, they'd all
be going, trying to pump up something that means absolutely nothing. Yeah.
And you've got to remember, they are, it is rugby, so
it is rugby.
We're not too perturbed about it, Danny.
No, so we're not too worried about that.
Yeah, no.
So all been good. Now, Towner, we lost again.
I know, mate.
We lost again. I don't know.
I think we're just being, we're just trying to keep everybody in. We don't want to go through the whole season and winning all the time, because these other sides are struggling, so we sort of just laid off a little bit, and we like Frankston.
Yes, they're our neighbours.
Yes. And no, we hate Diamond Valley.
We don't like Diamond Valley, but they were just a bit too good.
Yes, they played some fairly good footy, and we had a few blokes there. But anyway, we still had a good day, mate. We come back. They kicked a couple of goals early. They kicked a few in the last quarter, so which is like the old rubbish time. So
they did. They did kick a few in the end. So I mean, I've got the scores here now. Yeah. Hopefully, you can see this if I hold it far enough away.
No, you can read them out, mate.
I can read them out. Okay. So in the end, it was 7-5-47 the Cowboys to 12-8-80.
Yes. Yeah, and they kicked five in the last quarter.
They kicked five in the last quarter. We only got the one.
Yep.
So a bit disappointing.
It was, but anyway.
So we had Joey Regolo and Helmet. The brothers Howlett got one each.
Yes, Andy.
And Joey got one.
Yep.
I got the other four.
Yes.
But the sad news was Joey got one and Dom Sitter didn't play. He's overseas cruising with his family.
For how long?
I don't know. I went to a bus gig the Monday after our game.
Okay.
And expecting him to be there. And I spoke to someone. Oh, is Dom around? They said, no, he's off on a family cruise. So hopefully he's not in this week. Could give Joey a chance to catch up.
Yeah, because Joey's 19, isn't he?
Joey's 19. And I
Dom's
think 25.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah,
so I was talking to one of the Willie boys. He came to our office with other stuff, and he said, "Yeah, Dom's quite aware of that he's leading."
Well, Waverley over 50. Williamstown over 50s, which is their A side, are playing Waverley at Clayton. So that's a fairly small little ground too. But we're playing on. I wouldn't even call it a postage stamp round.
No, it's smaller than a postage stamp, whatever it is.
Yeah, so I reckon we might even say to Joey, say, listen, mate, you can play in a centre, because if we get the ball to him, he would be able to kick the ball from the centre.
Yes.
It is that small.
And he might be able to kick off one of the mounds too, because there's parts of the ground that are higher than other parts of the ground.
I've never ever played on a football over that's got bunkers in it.
It's like, yeah, you're approaching the green with a lot of the football.
It is. I'll tell a quick little story. We played over, I think it might have been last year, year before, and one of the boys come up, well, I was in the shed getting changed, one of the players walks in and says, hey, Tanner, come and have a look at this weird, mate. I go, what do you want? He goes, just come out the ground and have a look. So I walk out in the ground, sort of stand on the sort of like the wing area. He goes, have a look down towards those goals. I look down here and I'm thinking, gosh, that looks strange. One goal post, two goal post, one point post, and the fourth point post gone.
It was a witch's hat.
Somebody knocked it off.
Not we're saying anything bad about. Well, it's not in Williamstown itself, really, is it? It's sort of, I don't know what, Altona, South, North, something.
Yeah, but I thought to myself, are they going to play a game of footy without a point base? So they went and got a little bloody witch's hat from somewhere. And then, like I said, the ground was just, yeah. We won't say anymore. But anyway, we're both playing there, so that's the main thing.
So we've retained second on the ladder.
Yes.
So
yes.
we're still second place.
Yep.
I'll see if I can just find that.
I think it's Williamstown, well, the seniors in the Williamstown.
The Blues, yeah.
The Blues, and then there's us, there's Essendon.
Then there's Essendon, that's right.
And then Diamond Valley.
Diamond Valley. So yeah. we're 5-2.
Yep.
Essendon's 4-2-1.
Mm-hmm.
And Diamond Valley's 4-2-1. So okay. Essendon and Diamond Valley drew earlier in the season. Yeah. So we're half a game ahead of both of those.
Yep.
Then it's Willie Gold on 16.
Yeah. So they've won a few games. So it'll be interesting on the weekend because it's at their home ground. So, it'll be – and they've probably – It comes back to the injury factor where we're getting sort of to the pointy end of the season. You know, there's three games to go and stuff like that. So blokes get injured, and there's a few of our blokes carrying injury. Like Big Fad's out on the weekend. He's sort of got a bit of a bung leg, and Jeff Dye. We haven't seen him since
he broke his ribs.
Yeah, we played Geelong, and Kenny's back from. Well, see, and Folksy's back for his first game since. Was that Geelong too?
Yes, yeah, folks.
Did his knee. The Doc's back. The Doc did his knee against after the first game.
First game against Essendon.
So he's back. So we got Doc back and folks. He's back and Henry's unavailable for our game, but he's going to play in the Masters, so that's good.
Because he can't get down to Geelong with his kids or something. He's got something else on.
He's got all the grandkids until about 10:30 or something.
So he's not going to make it.
Might
as well play in the Masters. That's okay.
Just go and play in the Masters, mate. You'll be apples.
We're happy with that.
Have a run.
So how are we lining up?
Mate, we've got a fairly good side. We've got Dicko. Fitchy's back. Fitchy's been in Broome for the last couple of weeks. I don't know what nick he's going to be in.
Fitchy will be fresh.
Yeah, Fitchy. And then we've got Elvis. Elvis is going to be back pocket for the rest of the season for us because Pepe's started off to Italy. We've got the Pie Man, halfback flank. Oldie, centre-halfback. And Hugmeister, the captain, other halfback flank. We've got Mickey O on the wing. Folks, we're going to put him in the middle because he's not going to... In the middle, the centre, you're thinking it'll be a runner, but on that ground, they'll be bugger all because... And the Cougar's put his hand up to have a bit of a run. He's going to pop on the other wing for us.
Yeah, the Cougar gave me a call this afternoon just before training saying, look, he's available, and he's very conscious he doesn't want to put anyone out of a game. So he's not, which is good. I'll get in touch with him, let him know he's in.
Andy Helwitt, that's what. I don't think Andy's played footy for a while, but mate, settled in quite nicely.
Showing good signs.
Very good, yeah. Loves it. He's versatile. You can sort of put him back, and he even said to me he wants a bit of a run on the ball. So that's another option, you know.
Yep.
So, Georgie Neo, centre half forward. Myself on the other half forward flank. Damo's going to go in the forward pocket for us.
His knee's still a bit tweaky.
Yes.
Yep.
Then we've got Joey. Joey's going to have a fitness test at about 10 o'clock on Saturday, and he's going to give us a ring.
Is he? His knee is?
Yeah, his knee, and I think he doesn't like rucking.
Oh, well. just tell him it's good enough. You don't need to ruck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, and then we've got Timsy. Timsy's going to be half forward pocket for us.
Yep.
And then we've got DJ. He's going to ruck for us. Foz and Trash Yourself.
Yep.
And then we've got Doc, Helmet, Kenny. Kenny's from Bendigo, so we'll probably see how folks it goes. We'll get Kenny straight on because if he's coming all the way from Bendigo,
yep.
We probably might swap him and Mickey around. Mickey can get a bit of sit on the bench and Kenny can go on the wing for us.
Yep.
T-Rex is going to have a game.
Rexy's first game for the 50s, I think. I don't think he played one last year.
No, he
threatened but never pulled on the jumper.
Yes, no, this is his first game for us. We've got Bazza from Druin and Smooey.
Shrewy's on there. Helmet on the bench, is he doubtful or...?
No, because like Timsy was a trainer tonight.
So you named those that are here.
I think that's all part of it, mate. And Doc wasn't too perturbed about it, so we've got to give all them blokes a bit of a guernsey, mate. So, no, actually, we've got a fairly good side because we've got a bit of, and Doc likes a run too, so... He just basically said to me, he said he doesn't really mind if he sits on the bench, he just wants to be involved, mate.
Yep.
Which is good. So we've got... Like, you look at the bench, we've got Doc, Kenny, Helmet, and T-Rex, and they're all four. Yeah, they're fairly good, four good runners. And we've got Bazza and Smooey, and Bear's not playing on the weekend, but he's going to do the bench for us because Desi's working.
Yep.
And then Bear's not back until the last round.
Oh, okay. So he's off for a few weeks.
Yeah, so he's overseas to there, and Burnsy's working, Vlad's... got the injured leg. Lynchy's working and Stevie Martin's working. So yeah.
So there's a few missing there.
Oh yeah,
Burnsy, Vlad, Lynchy.
Yep. Yeah.
Henry. So.
And we haven't seen Goldie and Jeffy Dyer. So, but Jeff said he's gonna probably try and play last game for us, mate, but we might never posse for him.
I reckon we'll have 40 players wanting to play the last game.
I reckon we will too.
There could be a few.
I reckon we'll have a cast of thousands.
Cast
anyway.
Of thousands. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, thanks, Towner.
Pleasure, mate.
And so we're off to Willie, 10:45.
10:45 on a little oval. So let's see if we can get out and have a good game, mate, and have another win.
Have another win. Yes. We beat them the first time. Let's see if we can beat them again.
I reckon we will, mate. I reckon we're all fairly we're fairly right for a win. So, yeah, no, we'll be right, mate.
All good. Thanks, Towner. Now, right. I'm going to send you off to go get Chiz, who's over the other side of the room there.
I'll go and get him, mate.
Go get Chiz, and he's going to do the Masters for us. So, for those that are interested, it's now 12 and a half minutes into the game, and there's no score. So it could be like a soccer game at the moment. Who knows? James is getting very excited at times. Henry's pointing longingly at the screen and saying something to Paddy that we don't know what that is. But the Blues have got it, and it's in their 30, or it could be the other team's 30. I don't really know. I was away the day we did rugby at school. And it's all with push and shove. No, James. Oh, Henry and James. It could get ugly here. Now that my filling in about rugby has allowed Chiz to get to the. Hang on. There's a dispute. Is it a dispute? The umpires. Sorry, the referee's in there. He grabbed him round the neck. And what is it?
I think he might have kicked it forward. I think
he might have kicked it forward.
But who really? And
before it went backwards. I'll just going to look at the crowd to see which way it goes, because either James will be happy or Henry will, one of the two. So, good day, Chiz. Welcome.
How are you, Trash?
I'm good. I see you've got the team up there, which is great to see.
Yeah, I do.
Last week, how did the Masters go last week? I'm just going to get the results up here for you.
Well, it wasn't real good for the first half. We were chronically outscored in the first half by a whole lot. And we come in at halftime, and we had a bit of a stirring words from Steamboat that got the boys fired up.
Yep.
And we actually outscored them in the second half.
We did far better. I think it was 2-10 at halftime, and it finished up 7-12. So
yeah, it was
5-2 was a better second half.
It was. I just don't know what the go is. Maybe we need something different in there. Maybe we better borrow some of Towner's water. I don't know what it is.
That's special 50s water.
That's special 50s water, which will remain...
just special water, that's all.
I've heard it's special. But, yeah, I don't know. We just don't seem to like we start real well. But then in the second half, we seem like we knuckle down and get on with it. You know, we were lucky at Morty. It was a hard-fought game, low scoring, and we were able to come away with the win there.
Yep.
But we did it the hard way.
Oh, hang on. Now, we've got to interrupt. There's been some cheering.
So there's been a try scored.
Has there been a try? Now, this is what gets me with rugby.
Well, no, going to the TV.
I think 90% of tries go to the TV. It's a bit like the cricket that the umpires go, look, I know he was out, but I'm just going to make sure. To me, I don't know. Reckon he got the ball down. Yes, he did. Is that ball down? Has he got his fingers on it? No, I don't think he did. I think he dropped it. I think he dropped that before he put it down. Oh, did he have a finger on it?
There's great debate here.
No, we're just looking here. Henry's saying try. James is saying no try.
Oh, look at the backside. I could saw some finger there.
Was there finger on it, Chiz?
I think there was. Tell. I've got my glasses on, so I can't really see it. But
I've got mine on. I can't tell.
Yeah, okay.
Henry's ready to jump. Here it comes, the decision.
We've got $2 sliders.
Oh, it's a try.
It is a try.
So Queensland go ahead, 4 points to nothing.
So someone's cleaned up on the sweepstakes as well. Who's that?
The sweepstakes.
Number two.
Looks like Scotty.
Oh, well done.
Scotty's got number two. Yeah, well done. Well done. He wins the sweepstakes there. So anyway, back. They've gone to a commercial break, so the boys will all be quiet. So, yeah, after half-time, the boys were a lot better. I could say that I had the board in the second half, and that's what it was. But, no, the guys really start to play well. Now, I haven't got the goal kickers. I've only got the scores, but you got a couple, Chiz, too?
Oh, no, I got one.
You got one?
Mm-hmm.
You got one? A little sneaky little off-the-top-of-the-pack goal?
Yeah, just one rove the pack and was in the right spot at the right time and I was able to snag one.
I think Steamer got four?
Something like that. I passed it over to Steamer. Yeah, look, Steamer had a good day out. I passed one to him in the forward line on a good run from him, which was quite good, which has led him laces out, and then the distance dropped away at the end because it might have been a little bit outside the length. But yeah, did a good job. But look, it was a good second half. That's all we can say. So hopefully, if we take our last half into the first half of the next game,
yep, that makes sense. That's okay. That's logical.
Yeah, we should be should be better off to when we tackle Bayside down at their home ground.
Because we weren't a long way off Bayside last time, were we?
No, we weren't. Probably bad kicking. Again, I think we kicked 16 or 17 points or something ridiculous. So
I remember that game. Yes.
If we had kicked them half as goals, we would have beaten them by 2 or 3 goals. It was ridiculous.
I think I contributed 5 of those on that day.
Now you mentioned, I think that might be right.
I think that wasn't a good day. No. So the Cowboys are sitting 5th on the ladder. We're 2 games off, but Peninsula are 4th, so they're gettable. Mm-hmm. And remember, it's the top four play finals. So
that's right.
A couple of sneaky wins in the next 3 games remaining.
And you've got to remember, the end of the season is where interest wanes, injuries kick in, you know, all those things happen.
That's right.
You know, we've got to keep up. And we've got a good strong bench. We've got plenty of blokes sitting here ready to go. When I read the team out, there's plenty of guys.
There's a cast of thousands. Steamer said this morning, when I got the training, he said, "Oh, you're coming down, aren't you?" And I said, "Well, let's see how many you've got." And I'm looking that there's 10 on the bench. I'm not going to make a quick trip from Williamstown. No, I'll get there, but it won't be a quick trip.
Would you take the ferry?
No. The ferry's... If I was in Geelong, maybe.
No, I'm at the... Isn't there a Williamstown to St Kilda ferry?
There is, but it's... It's slow. And it's costly.
I looked
it up the other day because I thought, oh, that'd be a nice day trip. But it was something like $60 or something.
Oh, jeez.
And it takes an hour and a half. So I think they go via a couple of stops or... I don't know.
That's a full day trip.
It's a slow boat to China. Probably the same boat that Foz had the jackets coming on.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. They're going in again. I think that's a second try.
So we just saw Henry's ridiculous dance as well. I know it doesn't make good radio, but there was a bit of a dance.
It was very similar to the 1950s dance where you sort of stand and move your arms in front of you like you're climbing an invisible rope. That was probably the best description
Way beyond your time. Yeah, sorry about that.
Sorry. Now, has he held it? He's got it in his arms.
No, he's dropped it before the line. Oh, no.
Does it count if your body's on it? I don't know. No idea.
Oh, they're going to go. Going to have a quick look.
Oh, no, here they come. It's coming up. They've got the other telly up the other end working now. Cheers, so I can have a look. No, he dropped it. So you've got to have your hands on it by the looks of things. And I saw Scotty Williams pumping the air, and the same with Roscoe. So they must be all New South Wales guys.
I think that's Queensland.
No, but they were cheering a try.
Yeah, okay.
So I think there's a little patch of New South Walians there. So how are we lining up? Who's out there?
Well, as you said, we've got plenty of men on for the bench, but we're going to line up like this. We've got Matty Ray in the back pocket, Brian at fullback, and Cato.
Good.
So, yeah, Matty Ray's been absolute.
Very good.
Very
good strong.
In the back pocket. Cato's, he has said he spent his whole life trying to get out of the back line, but he keeps going back there because he's just such a solid competitor and a really good bit in the engine room there.
Yep.
We've got Paddy on the halfback flanks, Super Coops at centre halfback, and we've got in from the 50s, we've got H back.
That's right. We're talking about H before. He can't play in the 50s, but he's found a spot in the Masters. And the rule at the Cowboys is once you turn 50, if you turn 50 in a year, you can still play Masters or you can play 50s. It's your choice. Once you're 50 and the season starts, so as long as you're 50 on the 1st of January, you must play 50. So Henry's been choosing to play in the 50s this year, but he has got the right to play Masters. So he's not costing anyone a spot. Yep. So that's just one of the rules here. So, yep, so across the centre.
And centre line, we've got Ray on the wing.
Yep.
We've got Steamboat himself in the middle.
Now, that's a surprise selection. The room went silent when Steamer said, "Myself in the middle."
But he also probably would have said, "Get around me."
Yes, he probably.
And anyway, we had Jason on the wing, and I'm going, "Jason, who the hell is Jason?" Well, it turns out it's Deeso.
Deeso, yep.
He's down from the ones.
Yep.
We've got Butch on the half-forward flank.
Yep.
We've got Chris, the marathon man.
He can just keep running. I noticed after training he was still running laps.
Yeah, I know. He's not goes all right.
And he runs laps, and when he's running laps, he doesn't look like we're running laps. He runs laps as if I've just started.
Yeah, well, when you've been to the Commonwealth Games, I guess you probably can run a little bit.
Yeah, I think you got some credentials.
Yeah, we got Nashi, a.k.a. Esky, on the other flank there with his bung finger. Corey in a pocket.
Yep, he's been around for a few weeks.
No, he hasn't. So he trained tonight, so he looked all right. Got John up full forward and got myself in the other pocket.
Ah, yes. Yeah, just read the packs, cheers. That's all you need to do.
That's all I need
to do. Skim them off and be under their feet.
That's what I like. Now, we have Rusty in for his first game in the Masters.
Yes, he played Supers last week. had a slight altercation and had a bit of an early rest, but that's okay. We don't condone that, but he's back to the Masters this week.
Come through with a little bit less pressure, hopefully, and play it a full game and get a bit of a run under his belt. Look, and then we got the brothers, Gov and Rowdy, there in the centre, and the followers as well.
The Reynolds connections on the band. Correct. And Rowdy's back because he was in Thailand for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, looking well tanned and relaxed. So.
But looking a lot colder than what he probably was for the last 2 weeks as well.
I reckon so, yeah. So, and then on the bench, as you said, cast of thousands. There's got to be six blokes come out of this. We've got Bigsy, Stevie Forbes, Ads, Kenny, Manu, Hazel, Chris Q, Frank, James, and Tim there, who's also back from the first time for training for a little while. He has been away. So we've got a cast of thousands to pick from, but we've got good, strong bench. So if there's any pull-outs or no-shows or what have you, we've got it well covered with plenty of manpower and quality.
That's good. And it will be Stevie Forbes' 50 games if he plays.
Really?
But he's a bit doubtful. I don't know why. I think he's got to go away or something. I'm not sure. I don't think he's injured, but he was sort of proppy, but proppy in maybe I'm playing, maybe I'm not. So, but if he does, it is his 50th. So I told Steamer, but just remember it, Chiz, in case he forgets and Stevie pulls on the boots that it is his 50th game.
I'll try to mention it.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Chiz.
No worries.
All the best on Sunday. We'll get down there eventually, probably by the time we get there, probably three-quarter time or something like that.
No worries.
And hopefully you'll be in front. We'll cheer you on in the last quarter.
That'll be what we're hoping for.
I'll send you off to get Parksy. He's in the middle there.
No worries.
And we'll talk about the Supers. Thanks, Chiz. So two teams down, one to go. The State of Origin is still 6-0, and it's, 21 minutes in, and they're all just standing around doing something, I'm not sure. It's a rugby thing. What else is happening in Cowboy Land? It's been announced that the Cowboys are hosting the semi-finals of the South Division. So we'll have the semi-finals in both the Supers and the Masters. Four games. All on the one ground, all on the main ground out the front. So Cowboys looking forward to hosting that. Usually it's done at Mordialloc, but they're undergoing some renovations and the Cowboys put their hand up and said, look, we can do that. And the league said, yeah, we like the way the Cowboys are put together. You're running a good club. So, we're quite happy to have you host the finals when they get there. So that's a big chip on the shoulders it's a big... a big plus for the Cowboys to have the semis. And I suppose the other news was last game we had here, it was the Beyond Blue fundraiser. And I think Shmoo announced today that we're about $50 shy of $7,000, which is a great effort. A lot of people gave a lot of donations. A lot of people gave a lot of money for various prizes and raffles on the day. It was really good. And I welcome to the microphone Parksy.
G'day, how are you?
And Parksy spoke at the Beyond Blue, and he spoke really well. A great story, Parksy. I won't make you go through it again. I know that can be a hard thing to do, but it was just one of those things that the guys in the room said, look, this is one of us. It can happen to anyone. And if you talk about it, it makes it a hell of a lot easier. Yeah. And it's having the guts to identify it and realise and take action. So well done with that, Parksy. So we'll move on anyway.
Thank you.
Last week, how'd we go?
Very well.
We had a win, didn't we?
Am I on there? I can't hear myself.
Can't you hear yourself? Let's have a little look. Let's have a little bit of a fiddle with the buttons. Can you hear yourself now?
Testing?
Yeah, I can hear you.
A little bit, yeah.
I'll just turn you up a little bit more. Try that.
All right. Yeah, that's fine.
There you go. We had a win.
Yes.
We had a good win.
We doubled Dingley's score, which was nice.
That was nice, because they beat us by a fair bit last time.
Yeah.
And this way, I'll just drag up the scores because I didn't do my homework and put it all together. So I'll just grab the scores.
Yeah, it was 62-31.
62-31.
5-1 to 9-8.
5-1. And they kept themselves in it with their kicking.
Yeah.
5-1's, if you can do 5-1, you're not going to lose very often, are you? Well, 5 goals is not a lot, but if you keep them straight, you're going to do pretty well. So, yeah, 9-8 to 5-1. And let's see, what have we got here? We haven't got our goal kickers.
All right.
Or our best players, so shame on whoever's the stats man. We'll blame Jono for that. But a 5-goal, 6-goal win and a solid performance all the way through. It wasn't sort of any peaks and troughs.
Yeah, it was
just
really
a solid
team game.
Yeah, a couple of goals each quarter.
Probably set ourselves up. We were 6-1, I think, at half time.
And they got, I think they got all their 5 goals in that third quarter, or at least 4 of them.
They stormed right back in.
Yeah.
Tested us a bit, but it was good. The boys stepped up and, yeah.
Found resolve to
be. Obviously our best win of the year. So.
And it was a different team to who met Dingley the first time.
Yep.
There was probably 6, 7, maybe 8 guys. And young guys.
Yeah, top liners.
That we didn't have in the first time. Your Ash, your Noodles, Luco, Big Steve, Ash.
Yep, we said that
New
before
Joff.
The game.
Yeah.
We were going to surprise them, and we did with a 6-goal head start. So
that was really good. And I'm just seeing if I can get the ladder up here. But my phone's just doing a little bit. So we're solidly in fifth, only a game out of finals, really.
Yep.
A game and a bit of percentage, and you don't need a bunch of a win to get your percentage changing because the scores aren't really that high.
Yeah.
And Peninsula, last time we played them here, it wasn't that ugly, was it? I can't remember.
I think they just ran away with it a bit.
I thought they did at the end. Yeah.
Well. Yeah, we went with them for same as Dingley, I reckon, about 2.5 quarters.
Yep.
We stuck with them, and then we just didn't have the legs. So same thing. We've got a much better side.
And again, different team again going out there against them. It's down at their ground. Their ground's a good ground. It's got that winter grass, so it always feels a bit weird that it feels sandy, but it's not sandy.
Yeah.
And it just looks dead. But it's a lovely surface down there, and the weather's going to be good for so no excuses.
Yep.
How are we lining up?
So our side, a couple of little changes. Our back line is Bruffy, Joff, and Hammer. Young Joff, Ash and Noodles across half-back.
Yep.
Centres are Bryce, Heater and Ross. Half-forwards are Lighty, myself and Slash. Forwards are Steve, Bernard, Tunners and Pugs.
Yep.
And Luco, Rucking.
Oh, hang on. There's the celebration. It must be a Queensland thing because Henry's dancing around again. So they've gone over. I don't know who's gone over.
He's paid it too.
He's paid. Oh, he hasn't gone to the video. Nah. We're just saying that most tries, it's like the cricket. Oh, I'm not sure. Let's go to the videotape. But he's played it straight up. They've come from a fair way out.
Yeah.
They've come from about the 30 or the 40, looking at that. Did it easy, too. It's interesting. I was talking to Henry before this in the little Facebook thing we do before training. And it's quite often that the third game of the Origin is a blowout.
Yeah.
So the average winning points is like 16 points or something like that. So
it's not looking too good for New South Wales at the moment.
No, it's what, 30 minutes in roughly?
Yeah.
Oh, they've gone to commercial.
Yeah.
Now, I was just going to dig up. Towner's at full forward. I'm not sure how many goals Towner got last week, but I can have a quick look to see.
Tunners,
sorry. Not Towner. No, it's if
Towner's a bit doing well.
If Towner's leading the goal kicking the Supers, there's something wrong, or it's not the Towners we know. But I know Tunners was up there. Let's see. He's on 10 goals. So I think he was on 10 goals last week. So he mustn't have kicked any. But the lead is now on 27. So I don't think you can catch him.
He got at least one against Dingley.
He must have got one. So maybe he was on 9. He's got up to 10. But the guy who's leading, he must have kicked a bag last week. He kicked 9. So
yeah.
That's why.
Right.
That's why he's
where
put
from,
it,
Cranbourne?
Nah, Morty.
Oh, right.
Morty guy kicked 9, so he's the guy that kicked 5 against us.
Okay.
The first time round. Oh, no, he's not from Morty. You're right, he's not from Morty. He is from Cranbourne. Sorry,
right.
Yeah, he's the Cranbourne guy.
Yep.
So they're running all, they're winning every game.
Yeah.
So where do we get up to? We got up the forward line, the Ruckman.
So the Rucks are Luco, Ash Roberts and Rocket. Interchange, Scotty, Hollywood, Package, Stormy, Shane and Azza is going to probably get there at about quarter time. But
oh, the Ferrari's going to start in the garage and come out. That'll be interesting to see. And
be worth a crack.
Hollywood's backed up. Hollywood played in the twos. I didn't get down. Did he go?
I didn't see.
You didn't get down here?
No.
I
was working.
We wished him all the best. I don't know how he went on the day, but he filled in, so it was good for the.
Yeah. Well, the sounds of things, a couple of blind turns into trouble, and
well, he did those a couple of times in our game, so at least he's consistent.
Yeah.
With that. So all the best, Parksy.
No worries.
Hopefully we can get another win, back-to-back wins. So 2 wins, 3 wins, as I said, not far away from the top four. We're only half a game out of the finals. And as I was saying just before you got here, we're hosting the finals. So
right.
If we can make it and have a home ground, we're not going to say no.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
No worries, Parksy. All the best on Sunday.
Thank you.
Thanks. So there you go, Cowboy fans. Another show done and dusted. A very quick version. We're in the rooms back very quickly today because it is Origin night, and Parksy said it'll be a quick quick, sharp night, which it was. We got in, got the teams done, we had a feed, and now there's, oh, no, 30 guys or so watching the rugby. So we'll be back in a couple more weeks, and until then, let's hope that all the Cowboys can record a win. We haven't had that yet. We've had 50s win, we've had 50s and Masters win, we've had 50s and Supers win, but we haven't had all three teams to win. So hopefully we can rack up three wins this week. Cheerio.